This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
This story has me hot, and it has to do with chicken. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Black man on the radio talking about chicken. You better call a friend. Phone one. Yeah. Stereotype, especially you lefties. They'll get out there, Kevin Jackson is talking about chicken. That's racist. Oh, it would be maybe if I was, what, not black? I don't know. Anyway, hey, Kevin Jackson, who are you listening to? Glad you're with me. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. If you want to talk, and we are talking good and tasty, delicious chicken, fried chicken at that. Who comes to mind when you think of that? If KFC, Kentucky Fried Chicken, isn't one of them, then you're an anomaly. I think of Popeyes. I love Lee's Chicken. It's a St. Louis group. Churches, of course. My grandfather called them churches, because we used to go to church on Sunday. See, church. The R. I don't know where the R went. Maybe the Mexicans took it and put it into the railroad or something. You know what I'm saying to you? But he didn't call it church. He called it church. And what's funny, we called it church, but he called it usher and usher. So maybe that's where they put that R. But that's not even what we're talking about today, baby. We're talking about churches. I'm sorry, Kentucky Fried Chicken. They shortened it to KFC. Made it easier to do on the internet. KFC.com. Yeah. I love this story. Muslims got mad. They got mad at KFC. They said, you know what you need to do? You need to change things for us. Now, the Muslims have been doing this all over the country. They work in the trucking industry. A friend of mine owns a trucking company, and they said to the man that he couldn't, they didn't want to work depending upon the load that was being carried. If they were transporting liquor, it was against their religion. I know the owner of this company, and he's like, look, it's got nothing to do. What we transport, as long as it's legal in our society, you have a job transporting. You don't have a job that said sign up and you transport what you want to transport. That's not the way employment works in the United States. Muslims have been demanding things like time for prayer during the work day. Okay, fine. As long as you make it up. You can go pray to Allah as long as you can make it up and as long as it's not being disruptive to the job at hand, or else you can't work here. But, of course, the ACLU and everybody gets upset. Oh, they pray six times a day. You need to let them. You know what? Christians, we pray multiple times a day. I pray 1,000 times a day. I'm always saying, oh, Lord, every time I read the front page of Google, I say, oh, Lord. I scroll a little bit and go, Lord, again, what? Lord, please, come on now, Lord, 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 Lord. And I can't even get through the front page of Google without praying 10 times. Heaven and hell. Woo, we hit the Kevin Jackson Show. We love to pray. Let me tell you something. I've said this to many people. If you are smart, you will hear God's whispers. He's talking to you all the time. You can get wrapped up in prayer, but you know what we don't do? We don't allow prayer to... God's put you on a mission. I don't know what it is. He put you in a job. Maybe it's to evangelize to somebody at that job at that time. I'll tell you this. I'll tell you a quick story. I was riding on an airplane with a lady. I mean, I didn't have a choice. She sat next to me, and she's telling me that she does Bible study with her husband. They move around from periodically from time to time. And she says, I've got this young group of millennials that I talk to. And we evangelize with these kids every Sunday. They come over to the house and she starts telling me some of their ideas. And I'm looking at her like, that's just crazy. And I asked her, I said, you know, these kids don't seem like they really know what life's about. And I said, as opposed to just listening to them, because, I mean, she told me two or three things and I went, I don't agree with them. And she's listening to my strength. She's feeling me go, well, no, I don't care what you think. They're wrong. And she says to me, you know, I've been thinking about that. And so I said to her this. I said, listen, you seem like a person that doesn't want to rock the boat. That this is just my airplane psychology to you. You seem like a person that doesn't want to rock the boat. And I said, maybe you feel like you've been going around worrying about your, because they move every 2 years, she said. I said, you're so absorbed in your husband's career that you've kind of forgotten who you are. I said, but let me explain something. I don't know your age, but I know this. You're significantly older than those millennials. And no matter how smart they are, you're smarter. You're smarter in life. I go, what they should be doing when they come over to your home and evangelize, you know, for fellowship, they should be listening to you, not the other way around. And she, I'm not kidding you. This lady, I've spoken to her for 15 minutes on a plane, or listened to her, and she starts crying. And I let her cry. I wasn't going to, oh, there's no reason to cry. I let her cry. And she finished and she says, you know what? Kevin, she goes, I've been feeling that way. Like I'm useless. Like I have, you know, and I just let her finish. And when she finished, I said, well, let me explain yet again. You are not useless. I go, God's got a purpose for you. He's bringing you these kids, but he's not bringing these kids to you so you can adopt all. Because I could tell she was softening in her core values. I mean, you have to hear the conversation to understand what I mean, but you have to trust me. When I tell you, I'm reading between the lines of these conversations, these different things, these vignettes she's giving me about the scenarios, and I'm going, this is not right. I go, they were wrong here. They were wrong. They were wrong. And as the more I said it, the more she got it. So all I'm saying, folks, is you can't give in. You have to be who you are. And I'm looking at Kentucky Fried Chicken going, you know what, guys, way to go. They're saying, we are not going to go halal because you want it. We're not changing the recipe because you say it's the new thing and we're not going to buy. He goes, we're not having it. This iconic branding that they've had in a, you know, top secret formula, a blend of 11 herbs and spices, if I may quote. And they said, if you don't like our food, don't eat it. They didn't capitulate. Stop capitulating. There's a formula of you. 11 herbs and spices? I think you have millions of herbs and spices that make up who you are. And somebody's going to test it all the time. They want to see, are you willing to capitulate, to give in a little bit, to bend to my will? And you have to say, I'm not bending to you. I'm not changing the formula of me. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's 7 herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Big day for Israel the other day. Big week for Donald Trump. Not even in the, you know what? I take that back. Normal week for Donald Trump. No big deal. He made the announcement, we're supporting Israel and moving their embassy. Boom, they go over, they do their deal. End of story. Melania, she's in, I think she's got some kind of kidney thing, so she's going to be in the hospital for a week. The two can be apart. The tabloids would love to tell you these two lovebirds are going to be, you know, breaking up. Melania's staying at Trump Tower. She ain't checking in. Donald Trump, they won't kiss each other. We saw her not take his hand one time. She got mad at him. Oh, really? Shocker. Shocker. A family, a husband and wife argue. Ooh, look at Donald Trump and Melania. Ooh. What? Bill Clinton and Hillary have a great relationship, right? Yeah, they're famously getting along. When do you think is the last time Bill and Hillary, you know, made the beast with two humps, as they say? It's been forever. Do you honestly believe those two have a physical relationship any longer? Be honest. Let me ask you this. How often do you think Michelle and Barack Obama get together? Really? I mean, when she's through with a workout, she may say, send in the eunuch, but she's not waiting on this dude. They got a relationship of convenience. McCain did with his wife. It was known. Man, I was in D.C., Mr. Country Bumpkin. And somebody's like, man, McCain, his wife's got more boyfriends. Girl, you know, McCain got, you know, AIDS and stuff, like people that want to hang out with him. I'm not saying he's got AIDS. I'm not HIV. I'm saying he's got people that help him, that, you know, that he travels with, that, you know, come on. Marriage is convenience. Almost all these D.C. marriages are convenience. They all got somebody. You watched House of Cards? Come on now. Yeah. So, anyway, I don't know. What do I want to talk about? I want to talk about this embassy. I want to talk about Israel. The fact that no Democrats went to the opening of this embassy. Not a single one. And yet, they will tell you they are friends of the Jews. Chuck Schumer came out. It was a great move by Donald Trump to recognize Jerusalem as Israel. That's the only thing the dude's ever said. You want to know why Chuck Schumer said that? Ask yourself, what would drive Chuck Schumer to finally admit that he likes something Trump did? Can you imagine the taste in his mouth to have to say that? He'd rather lick a dog's behind than do that. Hey, I'm just telling you, he was forced to, because Chuck Schumer is in a heavily Jewish, I'm talking, you know, not secular Jews, Jews that are practicing, to go to synagogue. He's in a heavily Jewish district, and he better say something positive. That's the only recourse he had. Look at every, Chuck Schumer has disagreed with Trump on the things that Chuck Schumer himself agrees on. Border security. I mean, Trump gave him more for DACA than he even asked for. I disagree with him. But when it came to the Jews, Chuck Schumer went, we support the Jews. I'm just telling you. So it just shows you how powerful of an issue this is in that particular district for Chuck Schumer to have to give up the ghost. That's right. Not a single Democrat. But did he go? Did he go and represent? Has he voted in favor of Israel in policy positions? And so, has he gone on record of supporting Jews in ways that matter? Maybe Schumer has. But not many Democrats do. Go ask Keith Ellison what he feels about the Jews. And you notice they will never put a microphone under Keith Ellison's face and say, Keith Ellison, what do you think about the Jews? Because Keith Ellison is a sycophant of, what's his name? Yeah, Elijah, not Elijah Muhammad, but the Nation of Islam, Farrakhan. He loves him some Farrakhan. He could never accept Israel's new, Jerusalem as the capital and all. Never happened. Or about Andre Carson in Indiana, the other Muslim that's infiltrated our government. The Jerusalem soccer team celebrated the opening of and the renaming of the, I mean, the opening of the embassy in Jerusalem by renaming their team after Trump. No kidding. They did a coin to commemorate this. We talked about this. To commemorate this, they did a coin with Donald Trump's face on it. Friends of mine are in Israel right now. They said, Kevin, you have to see the dedications to Donald Trump that are all throughout Israel. You think Barack Obama was a rock star? Go to Israel and see how big. Who's the bigger rock star? Huh? Yeah. Donald Trump is Neil Diamond over there, baby. Turn on the light. Let it shine wherever you go. Or maybe the hey. I don't care what they're doing. I'm telling you this. They're celebrating Donald Trump. They are so happy that Barack Obama's gone. Do you know what the Jews are doing right now? They're showing you how the world really feels about Barack Obama. They're showing you. They're showing you the only reason why Barack Obama has any credibility in the world is how much he hated the Jews and how much money he was willing to give to anti-Jew regimes like Iran, like Pakistan, as he liked to say it, and others. Other than that, They couldn't care. If it weren't for the fact that Barack Obama had the purse strings of the American taxpayer, he would be, man, they'd be talking about him like he Pookie brother. You know what I mean? Like he Pookie little bro. Yeah, buddy. Mark Levin tweeted this. Shalom from Israel. The people here are very excited about our embassy opening. It says, I've met many Israelis who revere President Obama. His popularity is enormous. And he validated what my buddies were saying, that signs everywhere, pro-Trump, pro-Trump. Trump could be the ambassador to Israel if he wanted to be. He could be the next prime minister if he ran over there. He could defeat Netanyahu. Barack Obama, there's not a country on the planet that wants that clown. Not one. Oh, if he ran again in America, people would he couldn't even get out of a primary, out of his own primary. Hillary Clinton would beat him this time. What are you talking about? Get this, though. A hardline Iranian organization is offering a $100,000 reward to anybody who bombs the embassy. Yeah. These are translated from Farsi reports. A group known as Iranian Justice Seeker Student Movement, and you can bet those kids are loaded into American schools. They want to offer a $100,000 reward for somebody to bomb that. Let me just give you a little tidbit. You bomb that embassy, and Israel will wipe out your family from the beginning to right now. They will wipe you out of existence. Don't think Israel will play. And I love that about them. See, because that's the way I would do it. You wouldn't be messing with us. So let's see what happens. Back in a bit.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Are you an American patriot? FreeOldGlory.com is calling for all American patriots to have a free flag. We are giving away free American flags, flags for patriots, at freeoldglory.com. That's freeoldglory.com. Show off your pride as an American. Get a free American flag. Go now. That's freeoldglory.com. Go now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin, this is Matt Holm from Salem, the People's Republic of Oregon. Yeah, I just want to let you know, Shepard Smith is a jerk. Rush Limbaugh proved that Iran nuclear deal with Obama and football face Kerry is non-binding. It didn't go through Congress. It wasn't signed. So it wasn't legally binding. So Trump can tell him to, you know, go pound salt, you know, literally. So forget about those people. They're a bunch of dummies anyway. Let's say with all those left dummies. They're just dummies. So anyway, God bless. We'll see you later. Bye.
I love my informed listeners. Thanks for the call, buddy. Appreciate that. 844-551-8255. We will play your calls on the show if we don't get you directly. And by the way, who is this guy Limbaugh? I don't know who he is, but he obviously offered credibility for Matt. I'm just kidding. I beat Rush Limbaugh in all of Africa. There's not a country in Africa where I don't have higher ratings than Rush Limbaugh, and I'm proud of that. I'm very proud of that, especially in the nether regions of Chad. Yeah, yeah, where the pygmies are. Yeah. Okay, so what? They don't have internet, and they can't be rated, but you know what I'm saying. Exactly. Rush couldn't survive a day over there. Not a day. I'd last at least 3 days, maybe a week. Glad you guys are here. KJRadio.com. Leftists have said that Trump could trigger a nuclear war. Well, he didn't do it on the Korean Peninsula. And now we've got the Middle East, and he's got Israel, who has done more to uncover the dirt on Iran. Man, had they uncovered stuff with the nuclear program there. I think Donald Trump stopped the proliferation of nuclear weapons in a way that the left had no idea he could possibly do. In fact, I think that the left wanted Iran to have nuclear weapons. They wanted that disruption. Here's another little thing. I don't think that. I know that. Because that's how they are. Yeah. But yet, Steyer, hell to me, he's a guy, billionaire out of California, one of these completely disjointed dudes that doesn't even know why he hates Trump. And you got to hear this clip we're about to play with this guy. And think about, as you're hearing it, think about how crazy the ideas are, because they want Trump to be Hitler. And a woman is saying Trump is like Hitler, and she's describing everything that Obama did. Or you, at least when I was hearing it, I'm thinking, well, Obama was more Hitlerian than Donald Trump. Trump wants to take things back to Congress, like DACA. He goes, it was illegally done. Let's take it back to Congress. Congress needs to do this. No, we're not going to do it. Because Trump was going to give them more than what they wanted. That's not Hitlerian. Hitler wasn't negotiating for peace in North Korea. Hitler wasn't empowering other people to fight their battles and saying, look, NATO, you need to buck up. This isn't all about us. He wasn't the one that said to the Saudis and our people, look, you're going to have to fight your own terror things. We're not doing that for you. We're going to get you the tools. Nothing Trump does is Hitlerian. But that's what the left claims. So let's play that clip.
Sally, and I'm from Dubuque. And it's going to be a comment that maybe, but through all of this and through the time that he's been president, he reminds me of Hitler. I just keep thinking, what's the difference between him and Hitler? Because, well, Hitler really strikes me. And I think, and then you just mentioned what he's doing to families at the border. That's what Hitler did. Tore families apart.
Mr. Trump has, and he really is an incredibly skillful and talented communicator. He really is. Which Hitler was too. But let's not, and I think the reason people push back against the Hitler comparison, regardless of any similarities, is Hitler ended up killing millions and millions of people. And Mr. Trump has shown a disregard for our law. He breaks the law. He has shown a disrespect for the idea of law. And in many ways, he has done things that we find, or I find, abhorrent. But he hasn't killed millions of people. And so, I agree. Look, that's why we want to impeach him. We'd like to end it here while it's still okay. But that is until, I think that's why people push back so hard, because that is a very big difference. We haven't gotten to that point. God bless us. Let's hope we never get anywhere near that point.
God, what a bunch of morons. Welcome back, everybody. Leftist morons, imbeciles, with their asinine ideas. This guy, Steyer, said nothing. He's broke. He's done the rule of law. He's crazy. First of all, he says he's a skillful and talented communicator. Who are they describing? Barack Obama. I don't think Trump is a skillful and talented communicator. I think he gets his point across, but he's clumsy at it. And they go, but Hitler was too. If Hitler has been as clumsy in language as Trump was, he would have stayed a corporal. There's no way he would have taken over Germany. Barack Obama was a skillful and talented communicator. Then he says, what he's doing to families at the border tears families apart. No, what tears families apart are the allowing these people to come in illegally and then us having to enforce our laws. If you want to come into this country legally as a family, nobody's going to tear you apart. Do it. They're completely, I mean, I don't even like to use my powers here. You know, the powers of common sense. Donald Trump wanted, the Democrats go, we've got 600,000 DACA members. Trump goes, I think you have more. I think you have 1.8 million. I'm willing to let them all be legit through a process, but you got to build a wall. You got to stop the flow, blah, blah, blah. Nope.
He's tearing families apart.
By offering you three times your number? Doesn't sound like it to me. And you listen to Steyer. I mean, look, one of the wealthiest guys in the country, one of the wealthiest guys in the world, and he can't make a coherent thought as to why he believes something should occur the way that it is. It's completely, it's crazy. That's the only way to describe it. He needs to be impeached. Tell me why. What has he done? Give me policy positions, and he's called, look, yeah, let me tell you what this is. This is one of these guys who's got a lot of money, and he doesn't have a lot of sense. And he wants to be in the forefront. He wants to believe that he is on the cusp of change. And he's doing it. I know a guy on the right very similar to him. I won't say his name. He's put some events together, spent a lot of money. And one day I asked him, I said, why are you doing this? He says, I just think that I have a voice and it needs to be heard. And I'm thinking, and I won't even tell you his career because too many people might figure out who he is. But I'm thinking to myself, you don't know enough about politics to say grace over. Now, while we agree on certain aspects of what we're doing, you know, what we do is in terms of our ideology, leave it to the experts. It would be like my mechanic saying, Kevin, I like what you do, but I think I can do it better, and I'm going to put all my money into that because I'm still going to work on cars during the day. And I go, okay, well, while you're working on cars during the day, I'm looking at all of this stuff, having to figure it out at a deeper level, how to figure out how to market it, et cetera. And you finish the day, get an hour after you have dinner and maybe kiss the kids, and go, hey, listen, I'm ready to get in a fight. That's why I look at this guy. Now, he may be fully dedicated to it. Because here's the thing. Even if a leftist is fully dedicated to it, they can only put in about 2 minutes of work. They don't have the brain power. Kevin, he's a brilliant man. He's a very wealthy man. I promise you, that means nothing. All that means is he probably colluded with one of his buddies, got insider trading information, made a bunch of money, got in with the right crew at the right time, made a bunch of money, and now he thinks he's smarter than everybody. Zuckerberg thinks these guys are brilliant. They're brilliant in coding and understanding concepts and in, you know, all the things necessary for information technology. But that doesn't make you smart. You can be a genius. I'll put it to you that who's smarter, Steve Jobs or the people that built Apple Computer that you know, did all the coding and came up with the engineering and all that? If you say it's the latter, you're dead wrong. It isn't the engineers. It isn't the computer scientists and the coders. It's the guy who came up with the concept. You know what he was saying to them? I can find people to build this crap. You can't conceptualize it. There's a whole other paradigm that's going to happen in the AI world and some other areas, okay? And I'm going to tell you something. It's going to take, and I'm not bragging myself, but it will take somebody like me that will make that happen. It isn't going to be, and I happen to be a technologist, a bad one now because I don't study it anymore, but I'm going to look at the concept and the overarching principles driving the next big revolution. I'm going to be one of the guys at the forefront. I think I am now with TeaPartyCommunity.org, but the paradigm's not going to come from the doers, those guys. So Steyer doesn't even have that. He's adult. And he wants to be relevant, and he's convincing people who want to hang around billionaires that he's relevant when he's not.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
President Trump is easy to explain. It really is. It's when you see people like him, and I've worked around him. I happen to be one of them, a person that expects excellence. Yeah, I shouldn't say that. You expect people to be able to do their job and handle their problems. That's all he's looking for. You're competent, you're there. And he will admire you and rise you through the ranks. And despite what people think about Donald Trump, he would allow you to grow beyond him. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. I've learned these things about this guy. And just watching his style. And for the record, the the end game for him is very similar to all achievers. It's about results. And the left don't understand it. They see it as an affront to the political system. How dare you be successful? How dare you state what you're going to do and do it? Think about that. Somebody made the comment a while back, Donald Trump may be the only president impeached for living up to his campaign promises. Now, he won't get impeached. Don't sweat it. But he's getting ostracized for everything that he said he was going to do. And for the record, he's given, from a negotiations point of view, he's given the left much of what they want. He's allowed them to have enough of a win to where they can feel good and not have to go back embarrassing their constituency. In other words, he hasn't put the hammer down. He could, but his style is very negotiation. So DACA is a good example. He was hard on the border, but when they came up to DACA, he goes, I feel for these kids. Yeah, let's take a look at it. And what did the Democrats do? Nope. Because it would have been successful. It would have been finished. See, Democrats like disease. They love disease. They do not want a cure. There's no money. There's no strife. There's no benefit in the cure because the disease is what keeps them going. Understand that government, the unfortunate thing I hear is poorly run government, government of progressives, says, how do you keep your job? I used to, and I can relate to this directly because of a business that I ran. I was in what's called the rep business, the manufacturer's rep business. And we used to say it's one of the world's only self-defeating businesses. Because as a rep, you take on a product line, and that product line is usually small to medium. So they don't dominate their market. They can't afford to hire direct people in the field, so they hire reps to take over territory. So let's say they've got a rep, they've got 10 reps throughout the country representing certain regions of the country. Most of them have more than that, but let's just say it's 10. So you've got a territory. I used to cover Texas, Oklahoma, Louisiana, and Arkansas. We called it the TOLA region. And you take on a product line that's doing $1 million, but their competition is doing $100 million in your territory. So they've got direct salespeople there. So what happens is that company that wants to do more, get more market share, they say, well, we'll hire a rep company who knows the territory as good as these sales guys. They're not dedicated to just my line, but it's a fractional sale. It's like renting a jet, you know, not having to buy it, renting it every time you want to take a flight. So that's what you do. The problem with the rep is that once you build it up, so you're at you're at $1 million, so they're paying you roughly 5%, $5,000 a month to run their business for them. That's one FTE, but you may have 5 or 6 employees. So they're going, okay, we've got 5 or 6 people out there selling our products for $5,000 a month. They can't do that on their own. So you build it up. You get it to 7 or 8 million. Now they're writing you a check for $350,000 to $400,000. They say, you know what? We could have a direct person or two reporting only to us if we fire the rep. And so, you know, they give you a little more time. You get it to $10 million. Now it's $500,000 they're sending you. You're gone. It's a self-defeating business. Now, as a rep, you understand it. You know you get dangerously close to that line, and that's probably going to happen. Now, a lot of people say, I get to that line, they're going to see how great of a job I do, and the management team is going to go, this is great. That would be true if there weren't a progressive liberal always lurking called the CFO who's only looking at a number. He's not looking at, oh, wow, Kevin grew our business from $1 million to $10 million. He has to feed his family and kids, and he's invested a lot of time and energy. He doesn't care about that. It's gone. Government is concerned that you are going to feel that way. Government is concerned that you're going to say, I have no need for these projects. So what they do is they create more and more. It would be like a rep knowing that when you hit the 5 million mark, you're done. So they just keep it at 4.8. And then they drop it down to 4.2. And they intentionally do so. Government does it in such a way that they just say, you know what? We're just going to add more things to make you think that we need these things. look at the waste and the fraud and an amount of redundancy in government, and you get what I'm talking about. But I want to go to this clip that was played about Donald Trump, and it has to do with chaos.
President Trump did, and the way he did it, once again indicates the chaos in this administration.
We have a libertine, budget-busting president who exudes chaos and dotes on authoritarians, who's replaced the State Department with Twitter.
With this president, I think he thrives on chaos. Maybe that's the way to run a reality TV show. It's not the way to run the greatest country in the world.
Ah, sounds like a narrative. While his recent successes are earning praise all around the world, you heard it in Jerusalem a few moments ago, President Trump's critics not changing their tune. But on the heels of all the president's recent accomplishments, our next guest argues, if this is chaos, we might need a little more of it. Michael Walsh is the author of the upcoming book, Fiery Angel. He joins us now to explain. So you say, if this is chaos, let's get some more.
Right. Well, there's been too much criticism of the president, I think, for not conforming to the norms of what the media and the Democrats think a presidency ought to be and what a president ought to do. And my argument today in the New York Post is chaos is actually a good thing. It depends on how you define chaos, mm-hmm. of course.
So but, how do you define it here?
Well, I define it with the president. What he's been doing is if it's not working, fix it, change it, fire this guy, change this person, get it until you get it right. And so that's what he's doing. I think it's why it's been so effective over the last 15, 16 months of this presidency.
Let's look at North Korea as an example. This time a year ago, approximately, maybe last summer, more like, we heard the president, you know, talking about fire and fury, and his critics were saying he's bringing us to the brink of nuclear war by talking about Little Rocket Man. And yet here we are almost a year later, and we're coming to the peace table in June.
I know, it's amazing, isn't it? I mean, if you think all the way back to the Reagan administration during the Pershing missiles in Europe thing, and we were on the verge of nuclear war, the left is always on the verge of something, and they think that the right is going to start something. But in fact, what's happened is, just look, there's going to be a peace conference, there's going to be a summit conference in Korea. Iran deal has now been negated. That's going to sort itself out. What Trump does is he shows that the big dog gets respect.
Oof, there it is. Oof. Oh, no. Who let the dogs out? Hoof, hoof, hoof. Of course, the big dog gets respect. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That was an author. Was his name Walsh? Something. Not. Was it Walsh? I can't remember. But anyway, he's an author, and he explained it. I can't explain it any better. I really can't. This is quintessential Donald Trump. Get it done. I mean, look, I say the same thing to my organization all the time. Had a young lady, she works for me, and I tried to call the guy. She says, hey, this guy wants to talk to you. I said, okay, great. We've been trying to reach him. I called him twice. So I reported back to her. I said, hey, look, I called the guy twice. If he, you know, left messages, will you call him one last time and find out what's going on? Because apparently he wants to talk to me, but it didn't. So she calls me back, and she says, yeah, well, I got a hold of him. And, oh, no, he had called her to say, Kevin hasn't called me. She says, yeah, he's called you twice. And then she calls me and says, is it okay if I give him your number? And I'm like, are you serious? I mean, not to get mean-spirited with you, but we've been trying to reach each other. Don't ask me stupid questions. Of course you can give him my number. We're trying to reach one another. See, I don't like that. And I'm not trying to put one of my staffers, you know, because she's a young girl and doesn't understand me. She says, I just don't want to give out your number. I'm no big deal. And not to mention, use common sense. If I'm trying to get a hold of somebody, of course I want them to have my number. But see, that's the type of thinking, and I'm not putting her on the spot, but that's the kind of thinking that happens in D.C. where it's like, you know, hey, listen, I know you've been trying to, you know, to get A accomplished, but, you know, this task that I'm doing will help accomplish it. Do you really want me to do this task? Well, you know what, their little intern or staffer, I'm not sure. Let's have a committee meeting about it. And that's the way D.C. has worked. And what Donald Trump does to disrupt things, and by the way, you notice the narrative of chaos. It's chaos. There's chaos over there. They no longer say he's unhinged. They say he creates chaos because they know people understand he's not unhinged. But that narrative fails because chaos, by definition, to D.C. in bizarro world is results.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.